I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. The news on climate change can be mind-numbing sometimes. Melting ice caps, rising seas, droughts, floods. We're constantly hearing about all that. But once in a while, something jumps out that really grabs you. For us here at The World, that something this week was one word: irreversible. It was a big theme in the latest draft report on climate from the UN. It was leaked to major news outlets, and the report warns that we're looking at severe and irreversible impacts from climate change by the end of this century. And that got us wondering, what does that really mean? Our own environment editor, Peter Thompson, is here with me. And Peter, what does irreversible mean when it comes to climate change?
Well, it doesn't mean irreversible for all time. I mean, in the long term, big changes happen in the Earth's climate. And, of course, have ebbed and flowed back and forth between hot and cold for thousands and millions of years. But the IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that wrote this draft report, and it has not been released yet, but it's based on a huge volume of work that was done earlier. They basically define something as irreversible when it takes much longer for nature to undo a change than it took for us to cause that change to happen in the first place. It basically means that for many of the changes we're causing in the climate system, there's no going back to the way things were before on, and this is key, on a meaningful human time scale. We're talking about big changes in the climate system that you and I and our kids and our grandchildren and likely generations beyond will never see undone.
So how do scientists conclude that the path we're going will create irreversible damage?
The basic thing comes down to what happens to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and what happens to heat in the ocean. Carbon dioxide stays in the atmosphere a really long time. It can take hundreds to tens of thousands of years for carbon dioxide to work its way out of the atmosphere. And we're putting a huge amount of it in there, and it's going to stay there for a very long time. That traps more and more heat. That's the basic process by which climate change is happening. And that heat, we talk a lot about surface temperatures, but most of that heat is actually going into the oceans. And the oceans have this incredible long-scale process of grabbing and holding heat. And that's essentially going to lock all that heat into the global climate system for thousands of years.
So sort of a mini example of that is the beginning of the summer, you know, the lake or ocean's cold. Beginning of the fall, it gets cooler again, but the water's still warm.
Yeah, anybody who's lived by a lake or by the sea understands the way that works, that the air starts getting colder, but the water stays warmer, and we'll have snow a few miles inland. We'll have rain on the coasts because the ocean is holding that heat. And that's a very local, small example of the kind of thing that's happening with the oceans and climate now.
So what can we do about it?
Well, we can stop. And we can suck it up. I mean, we can't suck it up. People are scrambling, working on some kinds of technologies that can suck carbon dioxide back out of the atmosphere. There's really nothing that can do that now that's at all feasible. So we have to stop putting all this carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. But then, as I said, even at that, we start sucking the CO2 out of the atmosphere. The heat is still in the system. There really is no going back to a certain degree.
Is there any plans in place by any country or internationally to reduce carbon emissions in a way that will make this not happen?
Lots of promises, nothing binding. That's the subject of these negotiations that have been going on for decades internationally and here in the U.S. There's a big deadline in the U.N. process internationally next year in 2015, in which we're supposed to say this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. A lot of skepticism that that'll actually happen.
Peter Thompson, The World's environment editor. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Carol.